If it's not ISIS, it'll be something else like it. ISIL is not a mortal enemy of the United States. It could cause us harm, it can kill our people, but it is not a mortal enemy of the United States. It can inflict mortal damage to the United States. Russia can. And so I have to, as all of us in intelligence, I think, need to keep that in mind and in proportion.
That's a pretty strong understanding of how these enemies stack up against the U.S. So what drives your view that Russia can be that mortal enemy?
Russia has embarked on a very impressive campaign to modernize their military in all its dimensions. That is a bother. That's a worry, and it's something we need to be concerned with. Just contrasting ISIS and Russia. ISIS has a very, very malignant and malign intent towards the West and towards the United States. But they don't have the capability, fortunately, at least at this point, in terms of destructive power that Russia has. Russia, in contrast, has huge capabilities, which if they chose to unleash, could render huge harm to this country.
Do you have a list? Do you have a ranking? How do you look at the threats?
I mean, I don't rank them in my own mind. Any of these concerns that we talk about, whether transnational or regional, transnational being counterterrorism, counterproliferation, counterintelligence, now cyber, or the regional threats. In my business, any of them could bite us at any time.
Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. J.J. Green, WTOP News.